1402, I got your request to talk. How can we help?
I have kind of a policy question. When people have lots of baggage with them, are they generally supposed to keep them all together with them?
It is encouraged. The important thing is that they're under the control and not rolling around the cabin, and they're not blocking any aisleways. Also, they're not any noxious smells or creating any sort of biohazards. Those are all the things we'd want to avoid out of luggage, but we don't have like a limit or any requirements for them to be, sitting within a certain amount of space of their bags. Does that answer your question or give you some ideas?
The problem is that pretty much every time this particular pair of customers, I say that in quotations, gets on the bus, they've got quite a few large bags with them, and they end up taking up the area in both priority seating, even without sitting near their bags.
Yeah, copy that. And that area is for oversized luggage. I think I'm aware of the couple that you're speaking of is a male and a female black couple.
Yes, that's correct. And they have done this many times in the past, even when I asked them to sit with their luggage so it doesn't roll around and so it doesn't get taken by anybody else. And so they are taking up more space than they need to take up. If both of them sat in one side of the bus and one priority seating area, they could both sit.
Copy that. For now, as long as they have them under control, they're not sliding around or crossing a service safety hazard, let's roll with it. If it becomes a safety hazard, or if they don't vacate that area for an ADA customer who needs it, give us a call and we'll get you some help.
Copy. Thanks.
Thank you. ATSX 21.